Program, we have our first winner. A number of people are passing along special information, and so we'll take these. We have made a few suggestions. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and I have on the Good Day program
for the Mom Smart Pass.
Yeah, right. So the Mom, it's a special Smart Pass, and so it'll be yours for the taking if you come up with some great ideas for making life at home better. That's what this is all about. And I want to, Richie's got a number of people on Facebook who have said happy birthday to me.
Because it's your birthday,
Dudley. Dudley's birthday.
Very
happy
self-serving. To
yeah, that's why I'm pushing the buttons.
Yeah, thanks, Rich. Help yourself.
But a lot of our friends out there are listening and want to wish you a happy birthday. I can't get a list right now, but Rich Wood and Tom Connolly. And
yeah, it's nice.
There's about 20 people who have jumped on there so far, so keep wish. If you want to wish Doug a happy birthday, just go to Good Day Show, facebook.com/Good Day Show, and give him your thoughts for a good day.
All right, so marital status and politicians, something that we are asking about at Facebook.com. And worth a comment at 800-510-8255 as well. I have a ballot question that I want to discuss with you that's on the ballot here in Massachusetts. Excuse me. I'm eating a donut.
What kind of donut?
You're
it's
allowed.
It's a birthday donut. I have a donut with a candle.
So I'm eating it. Where'd you get that? That's
fun. Blueberry. A donut. Well, the people on the farm have done two things for me.
Is it like one of those cake donuts with blueberry in it?
Yeah, well, it's kind of a little
bit. So good.
Yeah, they are good.
Mm.
So they also gave me a DVD player that apparently anybody can operate. I've had a, I don't know why
with
my
the big Fisher-Price buttons on it.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. All right, so here's something for us to consider. The state of Massachusetts is like some other states in reality. The political winds blow a little to the left, not to my liking. It's kind of like California. I live in two states that have political realities that are much different than my own, but I guess there are things that make up for those differences. Anyway, the medical system and how it handles the end of your life. Doctors do not frankly discuss with those who are terminally ill what their options are, whether it's continuing treatment, it's palliative care, maybe a combination of both of those things. Society is very, very askance when it comes to having these conversations. I think there are a lot of doctors who are very conflicted on this. I had the conversation with Dr. Ken on Saturday on our weekend program. And one of the things that became clear in the conversation was it was important if there was some sort of consult at the end. That is, the idea of having an end-of-life discussion before you decide to take your own life. And this is not an upper, this is sort of a downer, but I find it very intriguing because it's on the ballot here in Massachusetts whether or not to allow. And this is why I find it so interesting. You're going to allow people to commit suicide. No, because people are going to commit suicide whether the state wants them to or not. What this question 2 does, it's called the Death with Dignity Ballot Initiative. It would establish procedures under which doctors could prescribe end-of-life drugs to terminally ill patients. It draws on the experiences that have been so far, I think, positive in Oregon and Washington. Is it an answer to the question of how to help you make your end-of-life decision? The Oregon approval goes back to 1994. 71 people in Oregon took advantage of it last year. Most of them were cancer patients. Many other dying patients from people dying from Lou Gehrig's disease, for example, or those who have Alzheimer's. Anyway, there are strict requirements in this question, too, and in the states where they've done this, as to how to allow doctors to write a prescription to help you die more quickly. That's really, it's buying stuff that you can get
kind of like
your
putting
dog
yourself to sleep, right?
Yeah, it is. That's right. Exactly what it is. So that's the question. The larger question here is whether or not we want to help people who have thought this through and make it easier for them at the end of their life to end their lives. Is there a danger in this in anybody's mind? I don't see a danger. As a matter of fact, I'm going to vote for
no,
it.
No, I actually don't mind this, but what I do think needs to be a component, and I don't know if it needs to be written into law, but what needs to be a component of this is how families are given counsel through this time, because, yeah. You know, I was just talking to someone the other day whose mom had passed away last week from a stroke, and that was because her directive was that she did not want to be hooked up to artificial machinery, so she was, and the kids had to unplug her. And while you know you're honoring your mother's wishes, it is a burden to decide when that moment is to pull the plug, so to speak. Right. And I think people are really quick to say, I don't want to be hooked up to artificial means. Just, you know, I think we are quick to say that about ourselves, but I don't think that we really realize the impact that has on our family. And I would like to see at least something, some kind of component that would go into helping families through that situation, because obviously you're okay, you're gone, you're moving on to whatever's next for us. But, you know, your family's the one that has to live with the decisions that they make. So, Or the decisions you make, exactly.
Mm. So, who thinks this is a good idea or not? 800-510-8255. I think this is too complicated a question
this is not
a Facebook question.
After having to make the decision to put my dog to sleep this past summer, I just found it kind of ironic that I can walk into a doctor, pay $90, and have my dog put to sleep when I deem it's his time. So but we can't do that as humans. And that we spend tens of hundreds of thousands of dollars trying to keep somebody
alive—that
really is their time. But then you have the other side of this, where people just go, "Who can fight and who can get past something?" Say, "I just don't want to fight."
Yeah.
When you really, you can beat this. You know, you can beat this. And so there's that middle, that gray area where who calls the shot? This person has no chance of surviving. And this person really can beat this if they really want to.
Mm. 800. It is tough. 800-510-8255. So your ideas on that score would be helpful to the conversation. Again, we're going to give away one of our first mom passes, the Visa gift card, for the best idea that has come to us on Facebook.com/Good Day Show in about a half hour. Meanwhile, I want to have you think about helping yourself reverse or maybe even prevent the effects that aging can have on your beautiful skin, or maybe it was beautiful and it's not so beautiful anymore. The folks who have tried lots of different ways to do this up until now have only had to choose from watered-down, chemical-laden products that really didn't do what they said they were going to do. They didn't deliver. They didn't fulfill the promise. Now, Pure Attitude, finally here. It's all natural, no water, there's no chemicals. The serums that they have produced are proven to stop, reverse, and prevent the aging of your skin. Now, there is a 3-piece skin essentials kit, which consists of the purifying face wash, the Hydra Drench moisturizing serum, and the Multi-Effects eye serum that'll go to work for you as soon as you get them. It's just beyond what you can imagine. This stuff is so cool and so good. 3 pieces bought separately, $144. You get them right now by mentioning Doug Steffen when you call 941-505-2631 for $88, and you don't pay a nickel for shipping or handling. That's right. You can also go to justaskdavid.com/Doug, click on the offer box, and get the same deal. Not available anywhere but right here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Call 941-505-2631, and when you are, if you go online to justaskdavid.com/Doug, you also should ask for the free copy of 101 Recipes for Beauty. There's that book. There's actually another book that David Pollack has, and I bet that if you ask nicely, you'd get a copy of that as well. So get the deal and stop this chiseling away at your face that goes on with all the elements and stuff. Pure Attitude Products, 941-505-2631, or just ask david.com/Doug.
Patience may be a virtue, but waiting for your hotel reward points to add up is pointless.
Enjoy more comfort and value immediately at America's Best Value Inns. Join our free value club and get an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available. Sign up at americasbestvalueinn.com or any of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Save more money with immediate rewards at America's Best Value Inn.
Now, that was enlightening.
After health reform passed, and I signed that legislation into law, the promises of partnership have gone unfulfilled in the past.
The last 4 years has been bad for America. The National Republican Trust PAC has created a series of videos that expose the Obama agenda. To see the videos and to find out what you can do to defeat Barack Obama, go to GOPTrust.com.
You didn't build that!
There's too much at stake to stay on the sidelines for this election. To find out what you can do, go to GOPTrust.com. The National Republican Trust PAC is responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. GOPTrust.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
800-510-8255. As my friend Tony said, today is the first day of the rest of your life.
That's right.
Here's a birthday mystery caller.
Ooh, I love mystery.
Hello, mystery caller.
Good morning, Doug.
There's no mystery. It's
Louie. Oh,
okay, come on.
Just a few short years ago that this gentleman came into this world destined to be the comforting and informative voice you are.
You're speaking about
Happy
me or
birthday.
You? To whom are you referring?
I was going to say, who are you talking about? It's Doug's birthday.
Happy and blessed birthday, Doug. Well,
thank you. You sent me nice greeting cards, got some nice things. The e-world has brought us the ability to kind of find and put messages together that are sometimes very sensitive, sometimes very sweet, sometimes very silly. But it's nice because people take the time to do it, Louie. I appreciate your friendship. I appreciate all the help that you are to our listeners. You can check out Chef Louie's recipes. You go to the right-hand side at DougSteffen.com. Just under the crowdfund news is a picture of Louie's big head.
And we need to bake him a cake, Louie. I think it's birthday cake time,
yeah.
Dougie.
Well, don't send it to me in the mail like you sent me that.
I will be back this weekend making surprises.
Yeah, but listen, I don't want another pie. Don't do that.
No, I have the better way of doing it. We're skipping
really?
The post office. Yes, skipping the post office.
Right. Well, thank you for your well wishes. I appreciate it.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Program, which is from today backwards 24 and some odd years, actually 24 in a month now. I'm going down a dark street here this morning, in part thinking about this Saturday will be the first, I can't even begin to believe it, the first year since Tony died. She died.
In a way, it seems so long ago, but yeah. Like just, yesterday also. Yeah, it's right. So bizarre.
All right, so anyway, let's go back.
On that happy note.
Right. Just go back a couple of years. Actually, this was the number one song during this week in 2006, Hinder with Lips of an Angel. I guess I was thinking about that with regard to her, because she's certainly an angel around.
Jennifer, can you say Nickelback wannabe band?
A total Nickelback.
Really?
Yeah, total Nickelback wannabe band, yeah.
All right, here's somebody who is not comparable. I'm not compared to anybody else because she is real. Jennifer Lopez was number one with this song 11 years ago this week, 2001. I'm real. Next up is another, I think, idiom of the
moment. I love this song.
Pink. Number one during this week in 2008. So what?
Just had a baby.
Yeah. I confuse her often with, who is here with us? One name. Whistling, yodeling.
Jewel. Not like Jewel at all.
Pink. No, I know, but I just kind of put them into the same
thing. Yeah,
yeah, right.
You know, the funny thing, Jennifer, is how long have you been on the show now, Jen?
6.5, well, almost 7 years.
Okay,
my Lord.
How long has Pink been around?
A little longer than that, I'd say.
When Pink first got started, we had her on the show, not knowing, I mean, it was before she was really huge. She was just kind of starting to get big. And both Doug and I were just like, okay. And then, bam, she busted out of the gates, and look how huge she's become. Wow.
Let's go back to this week in 1993 when Meatloaf was number one. So,
did you see him, or did you hear him singing the national anthem, by the way?
No.
Did you hear this little story? It went viral. He was at a rally for Mitt Romney, along with John Rich, and they all were singing the national anthem, and Meatloaf destroyed it.
Really?
And people were saying, was it because he wasn't for Mitt Romney? Was he just having a bad day? Was he drunk? Like, what? It was awful. So that's when he came out and said that he pledged support for Mitt Romney, but oops, he wasn't registered, so he couldn't vote.
Yeah,
because
right.
He was answering that because people were saying, were you trying to just, you know, give it to him? Or, you know, what was the deal with the whole singing thing?
How could friends you be singing like you at a rally and not be registered to vote?
It was a bad song.
How can you be an American and not be registered to vote?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Especially with a name like Meatloaf.
Right. All right, so enough of this.
Nickelback wannabe bands.
Now this I do like Creed. They were good.
Oh, I like it too. Yeah. No, they're good stuff.
Number one during this week in 2000, Creed with Arms Wide Open. I remember this song.
Yeah, this is a big hit of theirs.
Miley Cyrus. Number one.
Hey, don't be mad, but I kind of like this song.
Oh, yeah. So does my 5-year-old daughter.
She
loves it.
So hasn't she tried to change her image, Jennifer? A little rougher.
Yeah, not quite as sweet.
There's something about she appearing as somebody who is a porn star. Do I remember seeing that somewhere in the back of my mind?
She's not a porn star.
No, I know she's not.
No, she was going to act as her portrayal.
That was Lindsay Lohan. She was going to be Linda Lovelace.
Really? I think there was something about Miley Cyrus that I saw, too. Bad enough. No, I'm sorry, no. Bad English.
Yeah.
Number one during this week in 1989, When I See You Smile.
As my memory rests, but never forget.
It's 28 after on Good Day.
What I lost, wake me up when September ends.
What moves me? When I was younger, I ran everywhere. Then life took over. Suddenly it was trains, planes, and automobiles. And then I started running again, and I wasn't as limber. It was cartilage loss. I started taking Move Free Maintains and Repairs. It helps my body maintain more cartilage. And now, there's no looking back. Move Free Maintains and Repairs. Healthy joints, move free.
Tonight, the Voice Live playoffs begin. It's the biggest event in America. Okay, technically the election is bigger, but the live three-night Voice event is a close second.
That's what I'm talking about!
And America's vote will decide the top 12.
It's up to America now.
Then, on an all-new revolution, after 15 years of darkness, could there be light and along with it, danger?
What if they want to use it as a weapon?
The Voice Live playoffs and revolution, all new tonight, 8, 7 Central on NBC.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Baa Baa Black Sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail?
AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
After the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, thank you again for the birthday wishes. I find it interesting. I'm just acknowledging some of the things that are coming in the form of communications through the web. Elaine Watkins, who's somebody who's really a very special person, has wished me a happy birthday. A lot of special folks from all different pieces of the pie, if you will.
Isn't it amazing on your birthday how many of those birthday wishes come to you digitally now?
That's what I mean. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, isn't it amazing?
The digital reality, and part
love
of it
our new theme.
Is stuff going on at DougSteffen.com. I was talking earlier about the offer from Spike TV. They have a new show called $10 Million Bigfoot Bounty, hoping to whet the appetites of Bigfoot hunters everywhere.
This is a serious thing, though. I just want you to know, because...
Well, Lloyds of London's putting up the money.
Well, you want to know where this is all stemming from, because I just discovered this. In the last hour of the Good Day Show, we do a story time kind of segment where we all pick up things. Well, apparently there's a video right now, and I'll actually post it on our Facebook page, where hikers actually saw a Bigfoot just recently.
Really?
Over the weekend, they thought it was a black bear. They were in Utah's Provo Canyon. The bear then stood upright, looked at them, and started running. And there's photographs of it. It doesn't look like a bear to me.
What does it look
like? Bears can stand upright and run.
Could it be Bigfoot? I'm just saying.
Here's my only problem.
Yeah. This is your only problem?
Yeah.
You've got more than this.
My only problem regarding Bigfoot, it seems to me, and the Loch Ness Monster, it seems to me that in this day and age of us having the ability to pretty much get a picture of any. It's not like somebody's going to be hiking through the woods with their brownie, with their Kodak brownie. I mean, anybody with an iPhone can snap a picture of this thing. And the New Jersey Devil and all of these things. How do we not have more proof of these things by now?
Yeah. That's a good question.
Speaking of New Jersey, they just had an earthquake.
2.2. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I guess it doesn't pay to live in New Jersey.
Not this week, unfortunately.
No, or this month. Yeah. A lot of buzz last week about Disney buying Lucasfilm for $4 billion. George Lucas has said, and the story is that DougStephan.com is going to donate most of the money to charity.
Education.
Yeah. I think he's worth $4 billion anyway. Wasn't he already?
Something like that, yeah.
It's certainly in the billions. So what do you do with another $4 billion? How can you spend all that money?
Right.
I guess you could buy an island here and an island there, that sort of thing. Also at DougStephan.com today, the focus on the areas hit by Hurricane Sandy as they struggle to recover. National Weather Service is trying to scare everybody with the story of a nor'easter on its way to this area on Wednesday and Thursday. It's rain. I went through this earlier with Jennifer, mid-40s, 45, 48, 49 degrees, so there's not going to be any snow. But
it's cold and wet.
But there's a possibility. It's not pleasant.
They don't need that right now.
No. Well, they, me, you.
Right.
You're in that.
Well, I'm not homeless.
Remember on Friday, we talked about the New York City Marathon. And on Friday it appeared, while we were on the air, it was going to be run.
Right.
And then it wasn't.
Yeah, because Mayor Bloomberg got criticized.
Well, but then the marathoners showed up and wound up running, and they asked for pledges to aid victims of the hurricane.
Yeah, and they put their tennis shoes on and ran supplies around.
They ran
the water that they would have eaten. They ran the nut bars that they would have eaten.
They drank the water.
And they helped out, so it ended up being good.
Right. All right, now let's see a couple of other things at DougStephan.com. Every once in a while, I like to highlight some of the things. I'm really proud of what number one consultant in radio says, that our website, Richie, is one of the best because it presents lots of information and therefore can spurn lots of conversation. Information equals conversation if you put the two of them together. 800-510-8255 is always our connection. This daily visit to what's going on in the world through Jennifer's eyes and Richie's eyes and my eyes is important because we bring you things that we're not trying to do what everybody else does. Let everybody else do that. And as an example of that, you wouldn't find the kind of featured slideshow on anybody else's website that we have there today. For those of you who know anything about Einstein's prophecy, when it came to technology, you'll be very intrigued by this slideshow. And if I give you much more, there are new photos there. See if you don't think what he said is coming true. And this is not, I don't consider this a positive. Matter of fact, I had this conversation last night. We had dinner at my sister's house, and we were talking about Mandy, who is an absolute sweetheart. She's my niece, has done a great job with her children. And Katie is 7 years old, and she has an iPhone. And she knows how to do all kinds of things on this. She finds her music.
An iPhone or an iPod?
An iPod. Okay. She has an iPod. And so I was talking about, you know, you hear me say all the time, the world is becoming just a collection of zombies because everybody is so focused on these little tools. If you don't think that's true, check out the featured slideshow at DougStephan.com and see if you don't think Einstein's prophecy about technology is coming true. That's all I can tell you. It's just look at it and you'll shake your head. Are we really there? And the answer is, yeah, I think we are there, frankly. Let's go back a little bit. Our video of the day today is not a focus on now. It goes back to 1988 when Good Day first went on the air. Video was one of the biggest songs in the country and one of the biggest videos when MTV was still actually playing music videos. This is Bon Jovi's video for Bad Medicine. There's an introduction from a comedian who has passed away named Sam Kinison.
Sam Kinison. No, it's just the song.
Just the song?
Yeah. Can we play anything from Sam Kinison?
Probably not. He was pretty raw. Not without a lot of editing, anyway. He's kind of like the same thing as George Carlin. You can't play any of that, even though it's all funny.
Right. I can't imagine Ken, our producer, would put something on the website that we couldn't play, but I have not watched it yet, so I'm going to err on the side of caution.
But this is a familiar song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's huge.
Yeah. Big stuff. All right, so check that out at DougStephan.com as well. Then there's the story of, and I'm going through a couple of these things because I just know that people haven't heard most of these stories, and that's why I think that I am more than proud of the material that we put up here. Sometimes I get a chuckle, and I think that's the idea. A Kansas McDonald's has been fined $400,000. Now, tell me this isn't a good precedent. Kansas McDonald's, major fine for knowingly hiring an undocumented worker. There are, a lot of franchisees that own a lot of McDonald's. This particular company owns six McDonald's around Wichita. They knowingly hired a worker who presented false documents as proof that he was eligible to work. Company has agreed to pay a $400,000 fine for this. By the way, this guy worked as a supervisor, and he worked there for 3 years. So is this the right approach? 800-510-8255. Do you believe this company and some of the other fast food operators and other people that have gotten caught in this immigration debate? Is it a debate? It's just what's right and wrong, isn't it? Chipotle has announced they are facing the same sort of problems. And so you look around at some of these other, looking for some of the other chains. We all know that back in the kitchen, where you can't see them, there are tons of these people out there doing the dishes, prepping the food, whatever it is. And so does it make a difference to you whether your food, this is a question, I don't even know, they might put this on Facebook, Jennifer. Does it make a difference to you whether your food is prepared by a legitimate American or an illegal immigrant? Maybe there's a better way of asking.
Well,
it
doesn't make a difference about food preparation, but it does make a difference that I would expect, since I run a business and I have to hire documented workers, that they would too.
Mm-hmm.
Your food is being picked by undocumented workers.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't.
All along, well, I think that's the point, Richie.
Just taking a job that Americans don't want anymore. Isn't that right, Dudley?
No, it's not.
No?
No.
No, but that's what they tell us.
How come I have all white people working on my farm?
Because you're a racist.
Oh, okay. I don't want to hire the illegal immigrants.
You're a racist. Admit it. Go ahead. Accept it.
All right. Do I have to? I don't really want to.
No, you don't have to.
No. I just got an email from True Blue, which is the JetBlue Rewards Program. Wishing me a happy birthday.
Hey, thanks, JetBlue.
That's pretty funny. Yeah, I spent all my time in America. Where's their wish for me? All right. Okay. 800-510-8255. A lot of you are we're cosmetically challenged, it seems to me, a lot. People worry a lot. They get wrinkles in their face. They drink things and smoke things and do things to themselves that are not good. And thus, the reality with your yellow-stained teeth. If you have yellow-stained teeth, I have a product that will take care of this like you wouldn't believe. And it isn't a whitening strip. It isn't a tray. It's not something that will make your teeth sensitive. This is a swab. You can go swabbing. The couple that swabs together stays together. How do you like that first look, Richie?
Mm-hmm.
The couple that swabs together.
You should be in New York. You're a marketing genius.
I am on it, though. Power Swabs, the only whitening system that uses tooth detergent. That's a vegetarian combination of really great stuff that removes the stains off of your teeth. They stay whiter longer. The best part of Power Swabs is they work in 5 minutes. Swab your teeth for 2 minutes. Coffee, tea, smoking stains, they disappear. And unlike the normal bleach whiteners that you don't want to put in your mouth, Power Swabs work on natural teeth as well as your caps, your crowns, everything. Get 40% off the regular retail price by dealing right now at 800-865-7602. Tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen. He's talking about praising the fact that Power Swabs will work. And I know this is a risk-free deal. You try it, you buy them, you try them, don't work, get your money back. Simple. Start off right now by calling 800-865-7602 and get 40% off the Power Swab way to whiten your teeth. 800-865-7602.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
If occasional digestive issues are making you feel twisted up, count on Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its advanced probiotic survives to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion. Take the Digestive Advantage 14-day challenge with a money-back guarantee. Go to digestiveadvantage.com for details. The probiotic that survives. That's the Digestive Advantage. Take the 14-day challenge at digestiveadvantage.com.
Holiday celebrations are filled with food, fun, and drinks, which can often lead to spills and stains. This year, enjoy the festivities and worry less about your laundry with Arm & Hammer Laundry Detergent Power Packs. These single-use pre-measured packs deliver the ultimate convenience for one of the busiest times of the year without any measuring, spills, or bulky bottles. Power Packs also cost up to 30% less than the leading single-use detergent, so you can save on holiday and laundry budgets. Arm & Hammer Power Packs contain a groundbreaking microcrystal formula to remove the holiday's messiest stains. Arm & Hammer Baking Soda Boosters help neutralize and eliminate tough odors for long-lasting freshness. So whether you're cleaning gravy-stained linens or freshening winter coats, Arm & Hammer Power Packs can provide the clean you need at a fraction of the leading single-use brand. Two varieties, Toss & Dun and Crystal Burst Plus OxiClean, are available at retailers nationwide. For more ways to save time and money this holiday season, visit armandhammer.com.
How'd you like to say goodbye to your mortgage for an entire year? Yep, goodbye, ta-ta, arrivederci. That's what'll happen if you're one of up to five lucky winners in the Quicken Loans Skip a Year Mortgage Sweepstakes. Just think, no mortgage payments for one whole year. Courtesy of Quicken Loans. Go to qlskipayear.com to enter. That's qlskipayear.com. And you can enter every day. The more you enter, the better your chances of winning. There's a bunch of other prizes, too. Check them out at qlskipayear.com. You could say so long to your mortgage for an entire year. Goodbye. Farewell. See you later. Adios. Au revoir. Hasta mañana. Toodaloo. The Quicken Loans Skip a Year Mortgage Sweepstakes. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C., 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Sweepstakes ends 11/18/12. For official rules and complete details, visit qlskipayear.com. Sponsor Quicken Loans Incorporated. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities, that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
800-510-8255. George is in Alaska with some thoughts on the McDonald's owner's fine. All these franchisees that are getting fined for hiring undocumented workers. Your approach to this, George, is anything like this happened up in Alaska that you know of?
No, they have some. I don't know if they're undocumented, but we get foreigners up here working in the fish factories and what have you up here, but... You know, that's where you should start. I mean, the people that's hiring the illegals, and I'm not against any illegals if you're legal.
Yeah.
They wouldn't be illegal.
I want to throw a wrinkle into this somewhat. What I find interesting and almost compelling about this discussion is that the people who support the union movement, let's follow this for a second, people who support the union movement are the same people who want to support the illegals finding a place here easily.
Yeah.
How in the world could you be a union worker and see your job attacked by these people who come in and want your job and get your job?
When just last week they sent home electric workers.
This is another
thing. Tried to get the power on in New Jersey and New York because they were non-union
workers. Non-union
crews
in Alabama. from Alabama. These Alabama crews came up to New Jersey, and these idiots in the unions made such a fuss that they sent him home. They sent them back, even though the crews were working with these guys. They found out they were non-union. Go home. We don't want you. What does that say? The same thing happened, by the way, after September 11th. Non-union crews couldn't get in and work to help clean up New York. Something really sick about that reality.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganix. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganix.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganix.com. Order now at Terraganix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Then I look at the answer for the movie quiz, and I don't want to do that. So we know this is
the Beach Boys.
The Beach Boys, Kokomo.
We know it's from the movie Kokomo.
Oh, no, it's from the movie with Tom Cruise.
Oh, not Kokomo, Cocktail, which I love. Yes. I don't think Tom Cruise has ever looked hotter than it.
All right, so, yeah, this is...
And with Elizabeth Shue.
Overcooked here. The song was number one during this week in 1988. We are focused on the music for movies. This movie Moments, Chuck Curry is here to review the box office totals from the weekend.
Observation.
Oh, yes, Rich, you have an observation.
Does Elizabeth Shue still look as hot on CSI as she did in this show, in this movie?
Which one is Elizabeth Shue? I don't watch CSI.
Elizabeth Shue was in Cocktail with Tom Cruise.
She looks very good.
And
she's
this is 20 years ago. What year was Cocktail there?
1988.
Okay, she's now on CSI.
25 years ago, Richie. Almost.
No, 25
years.
Like your anniversary.
She's now on CSI New York, and she looks just as beautiful as she ever did.
All I can think of is Cela Ward on that show.
No, she's on CSI Vegas. Yeah, CSI Vegas.
The original CSI.
Yeah.
Everybody, there was something magical about Cocktail where everybody looked beautiful in that movie. Everybody was hot in that movie.
Yeah.
Everybody. That was their hot point in their life. So
well,
she may still be cute.
Brian Brown co-starred in that film, and he was always the poor man's Michael Caine.
But he's attractive, too.
He's married to...
Rachel Wood,
that's it, right. Okay, so we've got all kinds of things going on.
You mentioned Cecilia Wood. You know, I was telling my wife the other day when I seen a coming attraction to with the show she's on.
That woman has aged incredibly well.
She
looks stunning.
Listen to us. What a bunch of sexist pigs we sound like.
No, I was just acknowledging.
We just sound frustrated that, ooh, they're hot.
I mean, that a 40-something is still as beautiful as she was when she was 20-something.
Absolutely.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
You know, so Tom Cruise, does that make you feel better?
I just want to point out, last night I did a movie revival of Rocky from 76.
Oh, cool.
And that film on the big screen held up beautifully, and it really was like, for me, the first time I was watching it. I brought my daughter to 7, and the only thing she said at the end when after the fight, she kept saying, "Who won? Who won?"
Oh, that's the one where they punch each other at the same time and go down, right?
No, that was Rocky 2, but okay. I mean, it was irrelevant because it was a split decision, which Rocky went up losing, but he went the distance, and that's all that mattered. But it was great watching it in the movie theater again. That's
neat. Very cool.
All right, so Chuck is going to be here with the box office total results from the weekend. Chuck Curry, our movie man, who is responsible for Entertainment Today and Beyond, a blog that you can connect to if you go to DougStefan.com, see Chuck's picture in the contributors box, click on that, and it'll bring you right there. Lots of things to read and understand about video and DVD and the things that he's trying to revive in terms of some of our great movies and then some of the horror movies, too. He loves to do that. Let's go to the number one movie this week in 1998 for three audio excerpts. If you can identify this movie, you'll win some of our Pure Attitude creams, a prize worth about $150. It's very cool stuff. You have to identify the movie, though, first. Here's the first clue.
I think he did when you shoot his egg on that face.
This is one of his most annoying movies.
Annoying.
800.
Yeah, I think
800. You didn't think it was annoying?
I never think his movies are annoying.
Okay, all right. 800-510-8255. Next clue.
Now that's what I call high quality A2.
Yep, got it.
Mm-hmm. All right, number, so Chuck,
this
you got
is
any
not
comments?
His most annoying one. When he did the Nicky one, the one where he was the devil kid, that was the most annoying one.
800-510-TALK. All right, last clue.
The center has the ball first, and a quarterback will say, "Hike." That's when the center puts the ball into the hands of the quarterback. So what I do is I start tackling the quarterback, unless he gives the ball to somebody else, in which case I'll try to tackle that first.
Gentlemen, what brings me to my next point.
Chuck, we need the results of the ball. Richie, seriously, get rid of that.
I tried to.
All right, Chucker, what do we have for results this weekend?
No surprise, the animated film Wreck-It Ralph placed number one, $49 million in business.
Really? I would have thought Flight would have been number one.
Well, Flight opened on 1,900 screens, which is a wide release, but not an ultra-wide release, and still did extremely well, $25 million. Actually, it exceeded expectations. The studio thought it would do around 18 or 19. This was produced on a budget of $33 million, so it did a hit. Argo placed third, $10 million, $76 million in 4 weeks of release. This is certainly a front-runner for Best Picture. Man with the Iron Fist, which is a martial arts film, 8.2, and Taken 2, which has held up extremely well for a genre film, $6 million, $125 million in 5 weeks of release. Skyfall, a new Bond film, opened internationally last weekend, already done $287 million on.
All right, Bob, what's the name of the movie?
Is that Happy Gilmore?
No, it's not. Doug, what's the name of the movie?
The Water Boys.
You got it, sir.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.